This is a Dragon Blazer production.
Welcome to another episode of Drunk Like Me, a Dead Like Me rewatch podcast, where me and my co-host, Summer...
Hey!
Oh, and I'm Steven. I rewatch Dead Like Me, and Summer watches it for the first time, and we review that shit. Because that's what we do. We're back again. Every episode is like 3 months later. We just need the narrator SpongeBob. Yeah, three months later.
Listen, I work a lot.
I know.
You should know that.
I know. It's been. Yeah, our job sucks. Anyway.
Yeah, but only for like 10 more days.
For you.
For me.
For me. It's probably going to suck a lot longer.
All right, assistant manager.
Yeah.
Do you want a promotion?
Sure. Woo. As long as I stay part-time.
I think that's a possibility.
I like how your drink is blurred. Like, we don't want to sponsor anything.
Mystery drink is, can you read it?
Harder Lemonade. Mike's Harder Lemonade.
Yeah.
Have you watched the new commercials for those?
I haven't. I don't watch television.
Oh my, they're trying to be all like badass. They have this guy like wrestling alligators and shit because it's Harder Lemonade. Like,
oh my god.
Nobody.
You know who drinks that? Girls.
Girls.
Women. Get a woman out there wrestling an alligator. You're gonna reach your audience.
Right. I've just got some rum and cherry coke.
Yum.
Delicious.
Nice shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. I'm Burrow. Sure our who day guy is gonna really dig that.
I think he's more focused on drunk Summer.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be?
Right. I don't know. Joe Burrow is kind of sexy too. I'm just saying. Woo, baby. Super.
Sorry,
Bowl.
I'm no Joe Burrow. Anyway, I mean, on to what we're here for.
Right. We're watching the new, ninth episode?
I think it's the ninth.
It's called Sunday Mornings. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this episode, as we will get into. Stupid episode made me cry at the end. Wasn't a fan. Fuck you. I'm sorry, I have emotions, Summer.
I watched it because you said that. Well, I've watched it twice now because I fell asleep the first time.
Okay.
But when you said that you cried during the part, I was like, none of this is anything to cry over. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, this is the part.
Which one do you think it was? I know exactly. I can tell you exactly where it was.
There were two parts where I was like, this could be it. I don't want to give away spoilers because we haven't talked
about
it yet.
You can guess it when we get there.
Okay.
All right. So we start the episode out with George having a memory of having blueberry pancakes with her dad on Sundays, hence the name Sunday Mornings. She used to go out to a little local diner and have some blueberry pancakes and a, well, they don't talk about the Coke till later, but you know.
Yeah. Watch spoilers my fake eyebrows.
Yeah, all right. Oh my gosh.
Those aren't your real
ones? Yeah, that's great.
No. I didn't have time to do makeup. Wait, my lips are the same way. But you can't tell. Huh.
Yeah, I don't. The lips didn't work for me either. I tried. I was gonna go goth and shit. And
oh yeah. We should do a Halloween episode.
Oh my gosh! Where we both
just do goth. Yeah. I talked to a girl today on Facebook whose dad is a murderer.
Oh.
Yeah, just so you like. Nice. I know that's super weird, random, but like, yeah, he lured a gay man into an alleyway, and it was premeditated. He dressed like a drag queen, blah 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 blah. It's really interesting. I'll send you the info later because I was yeah. But anyway, back to this. I just got excited about that for a second.
my okay, so how did you meet this girl?
I'm in this weird group on Facebook.
Say no more. It's internet called...
it's called a place where you won't be accepted or something like that, and I was accepted, so fuck you guys. So and then
the girl that had a murderer daddy
via the right something? So they do this ask me anything, and it's just random shit. Like, people are like, I'm from Germany, ask me anything. I'm Amish, ask me anything. Like, you're obviously not fucking Amish if you're on Facebook.
Yeah, you're on the computer.
But, right. So like, there's don't just all these different things.
Sorry.
And today this girl posted, and she's like, my dad is a murderer, ask me anything. And I jumped on it, and I put that. I was like,
you win the internet. What are you doing? Let's stop.
Right, exactly. I put that gif of like, Michael Jackson eating popcorn, and I was like, tell me more. So she just went into like full-blown detail, and I was like, yes
right. She probably has daddy issues. Wonder if she's single.
Maybe. She's cute.
Speaking of daddy issues, this episode
way to tie it in there,
right? Gotta tie it in. So yeah, George has, it's kind of a short scene. After that, we get to them at their Waffle House, and Daisy the is Waffle just House. Getting up in everyone's business.
As usual.
As usual. Telling George that she has no friends. Aww. Mm. Which is sad, because
she's such a bitch for no reason.
She really is. She's
even I don't more, like it
more of a bitch to Mason later.
I know, that was sad.
I did find it funny that Mason wants to go with George, and Roxy just calls him out. It's like, you just want an easy place to get drugs.
Yeah. And his whole thing on drugs though cracks me up. The whole like the government set up colleges for like breeding grounds for viruses and stuff like that, and he's stealing antibiotics. I thought that was great.
Oh, amazing. But he's poor not guy. Roxy wasn't wrong though.
No, not at all. She knew what was happening.
Any thoughts on this scene? I ask while you Which take one? A drink of your harder. Daisy getting up in everyone's business.
No, it's just Daisy being Daisy.
Right.
Just over her.
Then we have George's family having fun with Just Dog.
Just Dog. You know what? First of all, that is the best damn dog name I've ever
Just Dog.
Encountered in my life. Just Great. Dog.
I like it. Then we have Freckles the dog.
Poor Freckles.
Poor Freckles. And then we have George and Mason showing up at the college, which really enjoyed this. They go through, and that's when Mason kind of tells his story of what he thinks about the government and drugs.
Yeah.
And then they just see a bunch of, and I liked George's little talk about stress and binging and everything. Mm-hmm. And I never really got the true college life, so I know the stress part because I was in college for a short while, but I didn't live there, so I didn't really do the binge part.
Right.
which means I really screwed up college for myself.
Drunk like me goes back to college. That's right. I'm sure Athens will take us for a week.
Athens. I like their gyros. Oh, other Athens. Anyway.
I was like, I'm talking about the city.
I'm talking about Athens Greek restaurant in downtown Mansfield.
Okay. Listen though, baklava, their baklava, God's gift to the world. Have you had it?
I think so. I think I've had their baklava.
Their baklava. I have not had anything bad at that restaurant ever. Like, they know what they're doing. God himself works in that kitchen. I don't care. I don't care. Zeus, God, whoever is back there, they're just blessing every euro, fries, everything that comes out of there. Whew, it's good. That's where Colin and I's first alone date.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Your weird friend had to come along on the first one.
You say my weird friend. He's gonna love it. You're the one you're the one that brought her on a date.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But, you know. Anyways, euros, which is the proper Greek way to say it. Don't Google that. Euro. I got this. And get it with the lamb. The lamb is delicious.
Lamb is delicious. And just the way that they cook the lamb. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm a cook. So like, I watch this shit and I'm like, oh yeah, slice it. Have you ever seen it?
Slice it. Yeah. It's like a big, it's like one of those weird toys you had as a kid with the rings on it, but like one big thing of meat and you just slice it down and roll it.
And they're just thinly sliced. And I'm just like, oh yes, that is food porn right there.
Oh yeah.
Nothing turns me on more than a thinly sliced lamb leg.
Sorry, anyway. PETA. Sorry, PETA.
Sorry, it's PETA. Delicious. It is. I ate lettuce too, so.
So then we get a guy getting killed by a the hell was that?
Helium tank.
That's what it was. Just shoots, knocks him right into the wall.
I mean,
right after he talks about this beautiful poetry, he wants to talk.
Yeah, he just met this girl. They're gonna run away to California. Everything's great. He's so excited. He's looking for his little index card because it has her number on it. And then he dies as soon as he finds it.
Yeah, and the scene where he's just trying to grab at the index card and he's a ghost pretty much. Aww.
So sad. And then when George is like, hey, Mason, don't forget your thing. And he's like, he like whistles for him like he's a dog and he just comes running. I was like, oh, good Lord.
But then after the guy dies, Mason saves that girl.
Yeah.
From a nice little date rape. So we get the real college experience, I guess.
Yeah. Drugs, helium death,
shitty people,
date rape.
And I wanted to mention something. I don't know if you watched this or not, but she's on another very popular show that ran for like 14, 15 seasons. Do you recognize her at all?
She did look familiar, but I don't know where from.
She's Jennifer Giroux, or JJ, from Criminal Minds. Her the actress is named AJ Cook.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I saw that. I was like, I know her. I've been watching some Criminal Minds.
And I love Criminal Minds.
I like Criminal Minds. I'm about 4 or 5 seasons into it.
I think I'm just done. Unless they start pumping out some new ones.
Oh, no, there's like 15 seasons. I think it's over.
Yeah. I've been watching it since like 1912. Oh. Criminal Minds Titanic Edition. Murder on the front deck.
Nice. Yeah, I started
watching. It was the Atlantic with an iceberg.
In the ocean. just go full Clue reference there.
Right.
But yeah, I started watching it because I like Mandy Patinkin, who's only in like the first two seasons.
Right. I was going to say. I got it's you, though.
Started watching it because I've continued because I did like the show after getting into it.
It is a good show. You know what else is a good show?
Oh, what's that?
CSI Miami.
CSI Miami.
Horatio.
Sands?
I used to have like the weirdest crush on him when I was younger. I would watch CSI Miami and I'd be like, yes, Horatio is my dream guy.
Actually,
this like old leprechaun looking man.
Actually,
I weird taste in men.
I kind of heard he was a terrible person, actually.
Yeah, so did I, which is why I no longer have a crush.
Some rumors
like,
about...
I don't know. I think that my brain just like stopped working for a while because I had a crush on him and I had a crush on like William Dafoe for like a minute. And I'm just like, was I on drugs?
Him as Green Goblin, I mean.
Right? Oh my god, when I watched the new movie, I was like,
older or younger? Ooh. Younger William Dafoe.
Younger William Dafoe.
Like Boondock Saints William Dafoe.
Yes, Boondock Saints William Dafoe. That's where it started. And I was like,
I think he was gay in that.
He was.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just something that I was
William
like,
Dafoe.
I do. Maybe that's what it is. Just people who are unattainable.
He's like, you don't like women? Challenge accepted.
I am going to make you straight today.
Anyways.
Today's conversion camp brought to you by Summer.
Oh, no. Fictional William Dafoe, you can stay gay. It's okay.
You can. We support the gay community. All of the LGBTQT. Did they add more letters recently?
I don't remember. That sounds right.
I can't keep up.
Lesbian, bi, gay, queer, trans.
Transgender.
And is that all? Yeah.
LBG. Yeah, it sounds right. I don't know. I feel like every time I think like I got it down, they're like, we're gonna add another letter. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Like, I don't know. But like 90% of my friends are gay or bisexual. So like, I really think I'm the only straight one in my friend group, which is fine. It's always interesting. But my boyfriend's like, I can't even trust you around girls. So.
Never mind.
I'm straight. Which is very upsetting for a lot of people. All right. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you having a boyfriend upsets the other half, so, you know.
Right. Just killing them at all angles.
Yeah. Just ruining it all.
Back to the show. I just made like a weird, he missed it. I made like a weird Jack Black face. It was like, I don't know, I can't do it. This drink is stronger than I thought it was going to be.
I
was just at the gas station and I was like, gotta get milk. And then I'm like, oh, I need alcohol.
Yeah.
So I grabbed this and I was like, this isn't going to be too much because I got to work early. But nah, this shit is.
Feels good. Well, good.
Bueno. Anyway.
Yas.
Yas, queen.
So, after the death and the saving of date rape, we get the new girl, her name's Charlotte.
Yes.
AJ Cook, guessing Mason's car. And I just love George's response. Like, yes, Mason. Oh, I'm wondering what car you drive.
Right.
And then after she guesses it, he's like, red one? Okay, red one. So it goes out to steal bread. It's hilarious.
Poor guy. He's so smitten by this girl.
I know. He's in love.
It's adorable but sad.
Yeah. And I love George just constantly shutting him down.
That's me. That's our, that is our friendship. George and Mason's friendship is our friendship. Pretty much.
Fair enough. We did skip the straw trick when she was little. Her dad doing the straw. Did you ever do that?
That's kind of cool. No, but well, I really like it, and I want to try to figure it out.
I think it's just put water on like a crinkly straw, and it just expands. I don't know. Hmm. I've never done it myself, but
we should try it.
We should try it. We'll try it
for science.
For science. Yes.
Science. For science. For science.
And next we get one of my favorite scenes of probably all Dead Like Me. Roxy dealing with an asshole.
I love this scene.
And she just pulls his fucking soul out of his chest.
That is exactly what I would do. That's why I can't be a Grim Reaper. I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I thought, so I forgot about this scene. And I thought while watching this, she was just going to kick his ass, which mm-hmm. I truly believe she could kick his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Full support. I thought Roxy could kick his ass. I thought that's what's going to happen. Nope. Mm-hmm. She grabs his fucking soul out of his body. His body is just standing there.
Yes.
And so
it was beautiful.
Originally, my cover art that I was going to do was this scene. But then later we get an even better scene that requires no soul taking out. So yeah, it was chef's kiss. Chef's kiss.
Yes, exactly. I loved it. That was probably, we're not even gonna wait till later. That was my favorite scene.
I loved all it. The stuff with Roxy was amazing.
Yes. And usually I'm not really a fan of her, but tonight
she was great.
That episode, she was my favorite. Like, just, she kicked ass. She played that role perfect.
Spoilers. We normally ask that.
I'm sorry. Gonna be on your toes tonight, mister.
But yes, I agree. She was fantastic. That her dealing with this asshole who just straight up, I mean, we'll get to it. We'll get to it later. So then we have Mason telling Daisy that he likes a college girl and Daisy just shitting all over him.
She's like, okay. So that is one of the parts where I was like, Stephen would cry at this part when he was like, she doesn't like you. And I was like, that's the part that Stephen would cry at. And that was like my first, like, this is where Stephen's going to cry thing. But then I got further in.
Yeah. No, I didn't cry during that scene.
Like, this is a steak and shake conversation right here.
It was just more of a, I feel you, Mason. I'm sorry.
Right. You're like, I know your pain.
I feel it. So, and then we get another great scene is Millie's boss getting egg on her big face. just Millie trying to tell her boss that I have a lunch date, and her boss like, I'm not mad, but you don't have to lie to me. And then out of nowhere, Charlotte comes up. It's like, are you ready for a date?
Right.
And the look on her big face.
Yep.
Priceless. For everything it else, money can buy. Money can't buy. There's MasterCard. It's priceless. I was really going for that old MasterCard slogan.
You didn't sell it. I'm not sold.
You're not getting no MasterCards, I guess.
Yep. I'm going to stick with Visa.
I'm going to stick with Visa. But, you know. But, I love that scene because Millie's just... The problem is George is not very good expressing emotion or telling... Right. Like, even being somewhat
obvious. She's very monotone.
Yeah. And so it seems like she would be the type of person. And it's sad that even her boss realizes, you don't have friends.
I mean, yeah.
It was cool that she's had a little boyfriend that she had to reap. And then she has a little friend in this one. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Then she goes on her lunch date with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, become friends. And it's so sweet. And blah, blah, blah. I don't have much to say about this scene, if you can't tell.
No, there really isn't much to say. It's typical girl bullshit.
Typical girl bullshit. But you know what? George has never really had typical girl bullshit.
Right.
Oh, it's, I mean, so it's kind of sweet.
I can't. Like, I can kind of say the same because I haven't really had typical girl bullshit either. Like, I've never had a sleepover where, like, we did each other's makeup and, you know, stuff like that. So I get it.
Right. Well.
Those girls are just weird.
But then the crazy weird thing is she goes to her dad's lecture.
Yeah. Like.
And she sees a dad, a part of her dad that she's never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Which was I guess cool and kind of sad.
That would be hard though. Oh shit, that just scared the fuck out of me. Sorry.
What?
My hair moved and it exposed the curtain back there and it looked like a person for a second. Scared the shit out of me. Anyway, because like look back in this like general area right here.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a person standing there, but it's actually just a bookshelf with all kinds of books and shit on it. But when it's blocked blurry, like this, it kind of looks like a person. Anyway, but just imagine like going and imagine thinking that your parents don't give a shit about you. And then you go and you see your dad like living his life and being Mr. Cool Guy. And, you know,
yeah, like,
that'd be weird.
I think the weirder part is not being able to tell your friend that he's your dad and watching her like literally swoon over him.
Yeah, that's
and then what do you
it's unfortunate.
It's like what do you do? Yeah.
You're like, yeah, he's great. Cool.
Yep.
Please don't sleep with my dad.
I thought there was gonna be a weird thing where the dad was gonna hit on her.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily that did not happen.
I was waiting for it. I was like, oh God.
Then we get another
one of those. She fucked my dad things.
Then we get the flashback of her going to showing that baby George doesn't want a sister. And that's what kind of was the falling out.
She wants a kitten.
She wants a kitten.
Yep. Yeah. I get it. I would rather have a kitten.
Fuck kids. We want kittens.
Right? Right? That's another Facebook page. It's called Fuck Them Kids.
Fuck Them Kids.
It's fun. It's fun. It's a fun one.
I'm kidding, children. Yeah. If you listen to this, I do love you. And I
if you listen to this, go the fuck to bed and don't listen to anything we say.
Well, this is a podcast they can listen to at any time. This isn't live. We're not doing a live podcast.
I know, but we're drinking and we're using foul language. We're talking about things that people shouldn't talk about. We talked about date rape. Like, well, I mean, people should talk about them, but I mean, like little kids shouldn't be listening to us.
I mean, my kids are 18 and 15, and those were the ones that I meant.
Well, mine are 8 and
they shouldn't probably listen to us.
11 and 12.
They probably shouldn't listen to us, but
yeah.
My kids, they're good.
Well, thanks to my boyfriend, my daughter's favorite phrase is hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, no. Bad.
Right. You should.
And Summer's like, daughter, if you're listening to this, bad. No.
I forget what we were doing. It was like, oh, we were at the park last week. And she's like, Mom, will you push me on the swings? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, she doesn't miss a beat. She's just like, hell yeah. And I was like, you're 8.
Nope, you're 8.
Don't talk like that. And she was like, well, it's Colin's fault. And I was like, no, because Colin says bad words doesn't mean that you can say bad words. So yeah, my daughter's got the mouth of a pirate right now and there's nothing I can really do about it.
I heard my son cuss for the first time this last
week.
That's what
you said the other day.
It was so weird. He was playing Rock Band and he's singing a Green Day song and he says, fuck. And I'm just like, I've never. Now he's 18, so you know, whatever. He's of age. He's an adult now, so you know, it's. I guess it's fine, but it was weird because it was jarring. I've never heard him cuss. He never cusses around me.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
As he's saying it, he says fucking or something like that. He's like, mm-hmm. sorry, Dad. He takes a break to say, sorry, Dad. I was like,
I love that. He's like, that's so sweet.
He knew it was going to be weird for me. So he's like, sorry, Dad.
That's so like, sweet, though.
I don't know what to think of that.
My kid's just like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the swing.
I think your kid might have been more of a, I didn't realize I shouldn't say this part. I mean, she might, yeah, she probably realized. But I think.
She knows she can't say it. She's just super stoked to say it. She's like, I feel big. My I bet son she's on just, the playground like, hell yeah, I'll take a fruit snack. Hell yeah, I'll hold your hand on the swings. Like, I bet she's doing all that.
My son is just kind of in the thought process of, because he explained it to me afterwards. It's like, well, I don't really cuss, but you know, when I'm singing songs, I don't want to censor it. So I'm like,
yeah, okay. I get it.
Fuck yeah.
Freedom and art.
Right.
We're going to express ourselves artistically. So the next time you hear me cussing at work, I'm just going to be like,
that was an artistic yourself, moment. That was an artistic expression moment. Yeah. Gotcha.
When I'm cussing out our boss, it was artistic moment.
I'm gonna make an artistic moment and grab some popcorn and just be like,
you should have seen it today. You should have seen it today. It was beautiful. I stopped in for a minute because the health department came.
Oh.
And she's dressed as a housekeeper, cleaning rooms. And I about died. I wanted to take a picture so bad. I was like, I love this. I love every bit of this. And then when she found out that like the whole PM shift, except for you, was leaving, she's like, what am I supposed to do? And that's, I was like,
I've been asking.
I don't know. And then she's like, well, I'll just be in there cooking every night. And I was like, oh God. Steven's gonna be alone with this woman, but you know what, she's single, so if you can handle crazy, because you love crazy chicks.
Well,
and like I feel like she's that super crazy level, so like you two might fall in love and I'll come to your wedding, I'll be your best man. Yeah. But just know when it comes to dinner night, I'm cooking. I'm not trusting anything she makes. She said she's a horrible cook. I looked her dead in the face and said they've had worse and walked out.
I have a feeling I'll end up cooking somehow. This is what I'm guessing.
Anyways, it's really easy.
I mean, I know how to cook, so it's more of
as long as you know how to read, it's fine.
I mean, the only thing I'm concerned about is like my
mechanical and stuff like that.
No, I get that you gotta chop it up, whatever. I get all that. That's not what I'm worried about. More hours. Like, I'm part-time, so
yeah.
How early does the cook need to be there for PM? So
12 at the latest.
I don't mind that. I just, anyways, part-time. So so I'm sure this is great recording for us talking about our workplace.
This is just two friends hanging out. This isn't a podcast.
Fair enough. So but then we get the next scene, which is fantastic as well, because the psycho becomes super religious and starts her religion almost, and thinks Roxy is pretty much an angel, or as he puts it, are you Jesus. Yeah,
I don't know, if some crazy guy thought I was Jesus, I would just go with it.
Well,
I would 100% go with
probably
it.
would have, but she had to tell him.
Yeah. He said, what did Rose say? Take care of this.
Yeah, he's
or
like,
fix this.
He's like, 100 years in the future, there's going to be little meter maids, Jesus.
I want a meter maid Jesus thing for my car. You know how, like, we're going to say down south, they put like little Jesus figurines on the hoods of their car, like on little the dashboard, heads. I guess.
Little ball. Yeah, head
Jesus. I want a meter maid one.
this scene is what prompted me to add angel wings to Roxy on the cover art, by the way.
Yes, I knew it.
Then the next scene, we have Mason being lovesick, And I love this line. I wrote it down. Daisy says if Romeo would have just masturbated more, he would have saved a lot of those families a lot of trouble.
Yep. I loved that.
I heard that, and I'm like, that's something fucking Summer would say.
I almost made it a Facebook status. I think I still might.
I think you should.
I should.
You should, I'll and tag. then tag our podcast so we can get some. Yep.
Yep, that's what I was gonna do.
Yeah,
sounds that good line, to me.
I was cracking up with that line. Romeo just would have masturbated more.
Yeah, that's right when I fell asleep, I think.
Oh.
Because that's one of the last things I remember.
That was a good one. I mean,
it was.
Not sure.
It was.
Not sure that's what the last image you want before going to bed. Hey, Romeo.
My dreams are.
Oh, Romeo. Oh, Romeo.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. Deny your father.
Juliet! For those not watching the video version, I am making a certain hand motion.
A suggestive hand
motion. Suggestive hand motion.
This that portion Romeo is rated X.
Rated X.
And now's our infomercial.
Now I want to come up with our porn name. If we had a porn parody of our podcast.
Dong Like Me.
Dong Like Me. Like it. That's better than it being about necrophiliacs and be dead in me.
Dead in me.
Yeah, dead in me.
That's worse.
That's definitely worse.
We're reaching all the
moving on. Tonight. We're done with the porn. Moving on.
Brought to you by the Lion's Den.
Brought to you by Pornhub.
We don't have dead broads.
We don't have dead broads. Let's stick with your name. You're less creepy.
Dong Like Me.
Dong Like Me.
I'm gonna get a shirt that says Dong Like Me. I know a girl that makes shirts. It'll be
I
great.
Want this. I want to see this. I will put that. We can
make
picture.
It happen.
That will be on one of our cover arts as soon as I get a picture of you in it.
Oh yeah.
So our next scene is George taking Charlotte to a reap Mason pretends to be her step. Well, after George tells Charlotte, this is my stepdad and
his wife.
In Roxy's face.
We should go right now.
It's like, hey, like, sweetie, here you go. I just need you to do a little favor. At least in this one, she's not trying. And actually, it's weird. Rube didn't seem pissed off at her at all. Okay. All right. So, yeah. And then after that, we get Rube being mad at Roxy because he showed this dumbass redneck the powers of a reaper.
She pulled the spirit right out of him.
Yeah, and that's when he mentions the fact that there is a might be a meter made Jesus in the future. So
could you imagine like a meter made Jesus though, just throwing coins to all the people? Bless you, child.
Yeah, I guess
forgive thy parking tickets.
I could have made that cover art way more blasphemous.
we gotta stay right with the Lord, Stephen. Yeah. We've done enough already.
Although in fairness, Jesus wasn't the only one on that cross. I'm just saying. Is this a popular execution device?
Isn't that weird that like everyone just focused in on Jesus and they're like, oh, he's the Messiah, but there's two other dudes that are being sacrificed and nobody, like, are there other religions for those two guys?
No.
Like
it was the person that was being crucified, not the crucifixion.
Where's the thief of the cross, thief on the cross religion?
No,
it's wasn't that one of the guys?
It's kind of weird that 2,000 years later, we all decide to wear crosses all the time. And I get I get that it's about, you know, remembering.
What did vampires do before the crucifixion? Like, was there just not a way to
kill vampires? They were all just like, man, this is great. There's no weird object that makes us burn or anything.
Right, exactly. And then, like, just randomly on a Wednesday, they're like, ah, what? What is this? Why does that hurt me? Like,
They see the Jerusalem news and it's just like,
well, we had a good run, boys.
Lord and Savior Jesus is sacrificed on a cross. I think this is going to be bad for us.
Dark days ahead, boys.
I just feel like there's going to be an issue with this whole Messiah guy dying.
Could you imagine what it was like back then? Like, first of all, news traveled fast, apparently, in those days without television or radio or anything. So was God just like, hey, what's up? This is G-O-D on the broadcast.
Like, yeah, he's just projecting my voice to all of your minds. Hey,
so the Messiah is gonna die today. We need you to bring all the frankincense and myrrh you have. We're gonna wrap him up real good and cover him in oil. He'll be back in 3 days.
And
we're going to
don't
hell.
Forget to go by that merch table and grab your crown of thorns. Hey,
it's necklaces, God again. Buy one, get one three.
It's been 3 days since Jesus came back since Jesus was sacrificed.
Imagine it being like a sports broadcast.
Right?
And here he is 3 days later, risen from the grave.
Returned!
Yeah, like a wrestling thing. Oh my God. That would be crazy.
Nobody thought Jesus would be back. He's here. He's here. Oh my, me.
Oh God!
I hope God has a sense of humor because
I hope so too. Because if not, he's like, ooh, he's like checking off. They both have heart conditions.
I can take care of this. Real. We said we weren't gonna smite anymore, Lord. No more smiting.
No more smiting.
But he's making me sound like a like a broadcaster. I don't appreciate
this. No more flood, no more fire. Wait, he promised no more floods, which is a lie. He promised no more fire, which is a lie. So
I think it's supposed to be in like floods and fires and large scales.
For like the whole world, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like that's pretty shitty to be like, I won't destroy the whole world, but California and Tennessee, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, what did California and Tennessee do to God? Tennessee's like God's country. Like everyone, fucking Dollywood is there. No. Dolly Parton is God's gift to the world.
What
did Dolly Parton do?
We seem to bring up Dolly Parton a lot on this podcast.
I know, that's because she's amazing. Like, I know. I would cry if I ever met Dolly Parton.
Speaking of, let's talk about the newest thing that Dolly did that was awesome. That you
declined her invite to the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know. And then she said she's going to try to come out with a rock album.
That'd be
interesting.
And I hope that they do offer it again in 25 years. She'll be like,
Jolene!
But I love that though, because as much as I love Dolly, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be rock and roll, not country.
Right. And she was so polite about it. She was like, even though I love the opportunity, I feel like there's so many other people that should be here and I shouldn't. Like, she was just like, she put her heart out there.
Of music. Plus there is a country Hall of Fame. So why
and
would
she's
you...
already right.
They should just call it the Music Hall of Fame if you're going to just throw everybody in.
Exactly.
There.
Because there's people in there that I'm just like,
yeah, why?
No.
And it's not that I dislike, like, there's people in there that I actually like. Like, I love Garth Brooks, but
Yeah.
Well, although in fairness, Garth Brooks did do a rock and roll. There is small Chris Gaines thing.
What? I gotta look this up.
You've never heard of Chris Gaines? He did a whole new persona and everything. And
are made you
a
serious? Rock
album called yeah.
His name Hold on. Let me look. Chris yeah. Gaines? Chris okay, first Gaines. Of all, why are you gonna pick such a shitty name?
I don't know. His name's Garth Brooks. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. I love Garth Brooks, one of my favorite artists, but I don't think he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can't believe you never heard about this. I guess you are younger than
no,
me.
No, was it Lost in You?
Maybe.
4 years ago?
No, it's been around. It was a lot longer. Chris Gaines.
Hold on.
It is.
I'm trying to find.
It's a Gaines.
Yeah, that's what I looked up.
He has a greatest hits album. There he is, right there.
Oh, yeah, that's the song then.
Yeah, that's Chris Gaines.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Let me take a little listen. Get a little preview of what I've been missing out on. So many freaking commercials.
Damn it. Damn commercials.
Right? What's happening? Okay, first of all, he looks a lot better this way. A little less yeehaw, but his lips look good. Not really digging the soul patch.
Right. Well,
but how could you be entered in as Garth Brooks if you were under Chris Gaines?
Well, he was entered as Garth Brooks, not Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines isn't exactly that good, but he did try to do a rock album.
Is he on crack when he did this?
Probably. I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay, but have you heard Garth Brooks and Justin Timberlake's Friends in Low Places together?
No.
Oh my god, that's beautiful. I don't know why, but it works.
Maybe I'll put it at the to end be of random. Our podcast.
It's beautiful. Anyway.
Anyway,
moving right along.
So after this, we have George and Charlotte talking about her death. And that's another situation where that'd be weird as fuck. Because she's talking about, you know, her professor who lost a daughter and has a shitty marriage. And George just got super pissed off.
But that was hard though, like hearing somebody say that about your dad and your family, you know. Yeah,
no, I get why George was upset. And
I'm gonna kind of go ahead with this, but like when she was like, do you miss your daughter, I was just like, don't do it.
But yeah, it was that's the part that made me cry, by the way.
I knew it. Yep. After I watched the whole thing, I was like, this is that's the part it. That made Steven cry. Mm-hmm. It almost made me cry, but I'm not a pussy, so.
Well, fuck you. But I did like how, even though I don't think Charlotte fully understood why George was pissed off.
Yeah.
She did come by and like, she forced the apology. She's like, I don't know what I did, but here's some alcohol.
And that's how it should be in a friendship. If you're really serious about being friends with that person, like, you should be able to get over whatever it was and be like, I'm sorry for what I've said. And don't even, like, you don't even have to be like, it's because you did this. Like, just be like, I'm sorry for what I said.
Yeah.
Like, just own up. She just could tell do that it, bite the bullet.
She's a real friend, and I hope she continues. I don't think she does, but. I hope she does.
Spoiler alert.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've watched the show, But she's like, I know upset you. I could tell by what the way you reacted. You were definitely upset. I'm not willing to let this friendship end like that. So boom. And then Mason comes by.
See, that's the kind of friend that I am, though. Like, if something like that would happen, I'd be like, all right, I'm sorry that I made you upset, but let's get drunk.
Yeah, let's get drunk. And then they get drunk, and George is like, you know what? You should give it to him. And I like that she kind of chickened out. I actually like that she chickened out and didn't do it.
Yeah.
Although then she does something else.
Yeah.
Because I think that is what ended their friendship right there.
Yeah.
She starts getting close with her dad.
Yeah, the saddest part of that episode for me was when she said at the end something about watching her dad move on, or that's how my dad moved on.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I was like,
ugh. For me, it was just literally what he says to George.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I kind of lost her a long time ago and I thought we'd have more time. And it's just the thought of like, we'll repair later. And then later never happens. I mean, kind of could, but she's not allowed to tell her dad that she's her.
Right. I kind of hope that she like breaks that barrier though. And she's just like, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm your daughter and I love you and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I would have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I would. It would be difficult. And I get why she asked, even though she probably shouldn't have. I get it. You're curious. And on one hand, though, she got to see that her dad was still struggling with it.
Right.
She was worried that her dad just didn't care. But he, she wants him to be broken. But something that people don't seem to realize is just because you're functioning doesn't mean you're not broken.
Yep. Story of my life.
But Mason's heart breaks.
Poor guy.
And I kind of have a feeling, and like I said, I don't fully remember, but it kind of feels like this is Mason and Daisy getting together. I don't know why. I just got the feeling that
I kind of thought that when she was standing in the door all like,
yeah,
she was gonna be like, why don't you come in here? And
I think Daisy actually got jealous, like the way it seemed.
I think so too.
Was Daisy was getting jealous because he was smitten, because he flirted with her at first and she shut him down, and then now seeing him actually showing interest in someone, and that was entertaining because your eyebrows just went over to the side when you coughed. Anyways, but yeah,
I can't control my eyebrows.
I think she was literally getting upset every time she would see him being all smitten, and that's why she was being as much of a bitch to him as she was, is because she was like, oh, maybe he is someone I would be interested in, and now is it too late?
Yeah, I understand that.
So the last scene, because we kind of talked about the very end already.
Yeah. But
the last scene is my favorite. Is she goes to try to piss this guy off again. It's like, the Lord wants you to be an asshole. You're a dumb redneck hick.
That was my favorite line. The Lord wants you to be an asshole.
The Lord wants you to be an asshole.
I feel like that was God speaking to me through television.
He already has one follower who's carrying a meter.
Then, that part cracked me up so much. That little guy just walking up with a freaking meter. Like, how did he get him? Like, how did he convince that guy that
he was starting the religion? Oh, the whole thing that Rube was what he was all upset or worried about was the fact that he was going to start a religion and she was going to be their new messiah. It's the whole reason And then can't reason with him. He's fighting everything. And then she finally brings it out back out of him by because she towed him. She towed his car. It's like, you're paying for all this. Still couldn't get him to get pissed. And then she just grabs him and squeezes his balls.
And so hard too. Like she's just like, oh, you're still not listening?
Yeah, he's just like, oh, no, you're not gonna.
It's like, I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It was great.
She had to do a human thing.
Yeah. Bring him back down to earth. Grab him by the balls, as Trump said.
Literally grabbed him by the balls, yes. That's where that saying comes from, Roxy.
Have him by the balls, Roxy.
So I don't really need to ask this, but who is your favorite character in this episode?
Roxy. For sure.
Same. Roxy. Although there was, I mean, I really liked Charlotte, and I liked that whole storyline.
Yeah, that was a good storyline.
I like George's dad. Like, I think this gave us a little bit more. I mean, not a fan of him cheating, but which they didn't.
Do we like really know that he cheated though? There was like hints of it, but
there was hints of it, and originally the hints were that he was gay. I actually read up on this. We talked about it on an earlier podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There was hints that he was in the pilot. They were kind of setting it up that he was gay, and I think the producers of the show was like, yeah, maybe not do that.
So, it's too soon.
So now the it was 2003. They're like, not yet.
This one's not gonna fly.
Yeah, but no, there was a lot of illusions that he was cheating, and mm-hmm. originally it was with a man, but I think he still is, but I guess we don't have confirmation yet.
Yeah, but
I thought maybe they said something about how she suspects that he's cheating with a college girl or with one of his students. So I think that was one of it, which makes him a really shitty person, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Not only is he cheating, but he's taking advantage of his students, which I guess is a pretty popular trope with teachers in college, but.
Yeah, shit, not even in college. I just saw something where this lady, she was like a fourth grade teacher.
Another fucked up area.
Right? Like, she was a fourth grade teacher and she was having an affair with a 14-year-old. I was like, he doesn't even know the definition of affair. Like, how can you do this?
I like affairs. They give us.
I like affairs.
We get like funnel cakes. French fries and funnel cakes. Exactly. You knew where I was going with that.
Yep. Exactly. People are fucking weird.
Yes, weird.
Anyways,
who is your least favorite in this episode? Daisy? Was it Daisy or?
It's always Daisy.
Always Daisy? Ruth wasn't in it a lot.
I know. That was disappointing to me because I kind of like, he's my crush for this series. So.
Well, you know, he's boy. I don't, he was in it so little that when I was talking about the fact that I started watching Criminal Minds because of Mandy Patinkin, it's literally Mandy Patinkin plays Rube. Yeah. So he was literally, I love him, and mostly because of the show. Too. This, well, I guess we have slightly different loves for him. But
he's, I would hope so. Person.
I mean, the dude was Inigo Montoya. I can't blame you.
Mm-hmm. 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 He sure was.
He sure was. I don't know. I think Daisy would have to be the pick for least favorite, only because
everyone else did outstanding. This
was really good, and for me, I liked Daisy's. I love hate Daisy. She's a bitch. You kind of hate her, but then I love her because she also is the one that came up with that great Romeo line. So
yeah, exactly. It's hard. That's the only reason I liked her this episode is because she came up with that Romeo line.
Probably one of the best lines of the episode, and it was our least favorite character that did it.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
But yeah, I thought this was a really good episode. I liked it a lot. Really gives
it was very emotional.
Yeah, it was. We get to see George with a friend. Yeah. Although there was a lot of times where I thought that Charlotte was going to kiss George. I thought that too.
Yeah.
Especially the first time they have their lunch date, they just seemed to, the way they were talking, it seemed like, I don't think George realized it, but you know, there is the whole trope of college girls. That's what we, when we experiment, when they experiment, not me, I'm not a girl.
I was going to say, girl. I'm not experimenting with any college girls. I'm over that phase.
But it just, the way she kept on looking at George, I thought for sure that's what was going to happen, and it didn't.
So did I. I was like, oh, Mason's so in love with her, but she's going to be like, I'm a lesbian, and I'm with George.
Well, I didn't even think for sure she was a lesbian. She did say she was a virgin, though. Yeah. So she might not know.
It's true.
But no, it's just a nice platonic friendship. It was nice. I liked it. It's a good show. Good episode.
It was a good episode. For sure.
Liked it a lot.
I like it a lot. All
right. Was there anything else you want to talk or rant about? The show, perhaps?
Not really. No.
We kind of did all
that. I'm all ranted out.
Yeah, we did our ranting on the episode. So
I'm all ranted out.
Well, do you have anything you want to plug? I'll go first and let you think. You can find me on
Facebook page now.
Huh?
So I think I do have a Facebook page now.
I think you made one. Well, you can find me on Dragon Blazer Productions on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and then you can find me on Dragon Blazer Pro on the Twitters.
On the Twitters.
I've been doing a lot on my YouTube page, and I learned Photoshop, so I've been Photoshopping.
That's been fun for all of us.
Episodes, yeah.
My pages.
So I've been having fun with that, and I've been updating on this show our cover art, and so far I only have two. But obviously the idea is we just throw us into the scenes. I already got a good one for Curious George. The episode where they deal with the bear. I'm gonna Photoshop those claw marks on the one girl on our faces.
That'll be fun.
So.
Hold on. I'm trying to find my thing right here.
Holding on.
Okay. And then you can find me on Facebook, Drunk Summer. I have 15 members. Look at me. And I haven't even been plugging it at all. I suck at this.
I like how you had to search everywhere for Facebook just to be like, Drunk Summer. It's just Drunk Summer.
It is just
Drunk Summer. We say Drunk Summer all the time, but I can't remember Drunk Summer. I got to look for sure. Oh, it's Drunk Summer.
Fuck you, Steven.
But she is Drunk Summer right now, so that's fair.
Yeah, 110%.
That's right.
Man, those Mike's Harder Lemonades are harder. Like, just railing you. You don't even know what's happening until you're gone.
Just getting railed, huh?
Yep. Harder.
Harder. Fair
I'm gonna enough. Sleep like a baby tonight.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I think that's all. Salute. Clink. Wait.
Clink, clink.
Oh, all I have left is ice that's melted.
It's still a
alcohol
drink.
Flavored ice.
Alcohol flavored lice.
Ice.
Yuck.
Baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
Word to your mother.
Oh, no.
All right. Adios.
Adios. Oh, my eyebrows.
Hi, everybody. Hey, everyone. I'm Steven from many different podcasts, like Drunk Like Me, Pro Wrestling Apologist, The Rage and Blaze Show, and of course, That Got Dark. So, please like and subscribe